symbolically the physical side of the ground. So she's talking about her existence physically in her physiology and the spirit of her being, they're interwoven. And she is saying what's happening for us is part of the heavy heart and that push we have, because we're having a response to something that she is telling us we're not completely accurate to understanding what's going on. So she's in the position of showing things out of balance on the earth. The toxic waters, can the web of life continue? There's, you know, big questions about that. There's lots of ways to describe what's out of balance. So that's there. And then right next to her is poison ivy. And poison ivy can tell us when there's a danger, something we really need to pay attention to. Poison ivy can tell us when there's a toxin or a harm. Like we need to be attentive to that. We need to respond, you know, to the best of our ability to tend to that. But what's happening here with poison ivy is there are unwarranted fears about the earth. There are unwarranted fears about what's happening with and on our earth. The way the poison ivy shows unwarranted fear is, so poison ivy is a toxic plant. It is a danger to some beings. For goats, it's food. So an unwarranted fear is when the goats are out grazing and they come upon a patch of poison ivy and they go, oh no, run away. You know, it's a danger. And they're running from something that would nourish them. They're avoiding something out of fear that would actually be nourishing. Unwarranted. It's not an accurate alert. So the Mother Earth is asking us to pause to examine our fears we're holding about her. She's calling them into question. This is not putting on rosy colored glasses and saying everything's fine. She is not saying that. She's saying there's something we don't really quite understand yet about what is actually going on and about her capacities and how she actually sees herself. She is not asking us to live filled with fear about her. That's what she's challenging. If we keep walking around filled with fear about her, we are actually disconnected from our relationship with her. She's challenging beliefs here. And the one who's nearby is Lizard. And Lizard asks, are you awake or are you asleep? Not the sleep we've been talking about. This is about, in this lineage, waking up is living in the center of your heart. It's the coming into the remembering of who you are. Being asleep is being numbed out by all the conditioning of judgments. It's living buried in the fear. And Lizard is saying what this moment on earth is about is the possibility to wake up. To wake up. To get unburied from the fear. Mother Earth is calling to our waking up. She does not want us in the fear. We're not contributing to her balance, and we actually don't really understand what she's about. So another part of that invitation is, as we wake up all the more fully, we can relate with her all the more fully. And we may be someone who feels like, I so love the earth. She's not questioning your love. She's inviting us to a more expansive awakeness about how we live in relationship with her and how we speak about her and what we're doing with this conglomeration of fear that she sees us walking around with that's false. And there's something like the goats that we could actually move toward instead of avoid because it's nourishing. Because it's nourishing. So that's a quest she's setting us into. That is a quest she's calling us. And we're being drawn into this initiation today of how to reorient ourselves relationally with ourselves, with others, and with Mother Earth. That's quite a call. So we don't do it all at once. There's no blame and no shame. There's no wrongdoing. The invitation here is to acknowledge the imbalance and stay awake. Is to acknowledge the imbalance and not be standing in judgment of anyone or anything. That would be awakeness. That is a quest right now. You know, we're learning how to do that. How do you see what you see and not judge anyone or anything? And if it's not judgment, then what is it? That's what the quest is to find. If there's no better and there's no less, what is it? How do we think? How do we talk about it? How do we understand it? How do we feel it? Because if we're judging, we're not in our song. You're not in your heart center. And that's, we're in the conditioning that is what was what creates the imbalance. So in a simple way to say it is, it's similar to tree frog. Your balance is what generates the balance. More judgment is not generating, balance. More hatred is not generating balance. Fear, the Mother Earth is really saying, fear about her, fear for her, wrapping her up in fear is not the path to rebalance on this planet.